Time to talk some Colorado hoops. Buffs on a roll, once 0-7 at the bottom of the conference. They've won 6 of 7, beat the Beavs last night, now here in town for Oregon, who they took down in late January. Our guest, the radio analyst for Denver Sports 760 AM. Welcome in, Scott Wilkie. Appreciate the time, Scott. How you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
All right. All is well. General question. Historically, from their decades in the Big 8, then Big 12, Colorado's been a football school. In hoops, they'd been to the tournament just twice in about 40 years. Now, 4 times in 5 years, obviously you talk to fans, alums, supporters. Do most people get what a job and the caliber of a coach that Tad Boyle has been running this program?
Well, some do and some don't. You know, Mark Johnson, my partner, and I talk all the time about how this is really the golden era of Buffs basketball. And you know, when they went through that 0-7 stretch, some people have a very short patience, and they think, oh, you know, got to do something about Colorado basketball. And they forget how good the Buffs have been in the last 5, 6, 7 years compared to historically.
Scott, you mentioned that 0-7 stretch. I don't think there's really any way around the fact that the Buffs started out Pac-12 play horribly, losing those 7 games in a row. They've gone 6-1 since then. Mathematically, the Buffs now still have a legit shot to match their win-loss record from last season, but are kind of out of all of the bracket talk. The team clearly playing great ball right now. They have 3 quality top 25 wins over Texas, Xavier, and Oregon, but the NCAA tournament has basically been ruled out at this point. I'm curious, at this point in the season, obviously the missed opportunities hurt, but would the team be happy with making a legit run at an NIT title after the way the conference started?
I really doubt that the seniors on this team would be satisfied with that. I really think in their mind, they're thinking, finish the season strong, do well in the Pac-12 tournament, and then they still have a shot at something, especially obviously if they win the Pac-12 tournament or even make it to the final. I think in their mind, they're probably still thinking they have a shot at making the tournament.
Right.
We're talking with Colorado hoop analyst Scott Wilkie. So after the Buffs beat OSU last time, the Ducks came to town. They were on a 17-game winning streak. And Colorado, I would call their effort unyielding. They won the rebounding battle. We talked to one of the Duck assistants, Kevin McKenna, who talked about how physical your team is. Now, you've seen every team in the conference up close and personal. How high up the scale in this conference you think Colorado is for that pure physical play?
Well, when they make their mind up and they come focused, they can play with anybody in that realm. But I think that was part of the problem in their 7-game losing streak. They were not coming to the game committed to the defensive end and committed to rebounding. Those are really the hallmarks of Coach Boyle's program. And, you know, players are funny things. I was a player for a long time, and you don't always realize that you're not playing as hard as you think you are. And I really feel like that was what was the missing ingredient there in that 7-game stretch. The schedule had a lot to do with it as well. You know, 5 of the first 7 on the road. The only home games were Arizona and Arizona State. So you really couldn't have a tougher stretch to get through. In my mind, I was thinking 3-4, 2-5 would be a decent result. And they let a couple slip away in that stretch. But I really feel like the Oregon game in Boulder really has been a springboard for the Buffs to playing better basketball, and they really realized that's the kind of effort and tenacity it takes to win consistently in this conference.
Yeah, it seems like those overtime losses during that stretch really might come back to haunt them. You know, on that note, on the defense, you look at the Buffs 6-1 over their last 7 versus the 0-7 during the first. You don't really need to look any further than the score for why the fortunes have shifted. Gave up 84 per game to start, 66 per game since. Is it a matter of just effort, or is there anything you've noticed that they've been doing special defensively?
Well, it's effort, and it's following the game plan. Sometimes effort, in my mind, is just as much mental as physical, and if you're not doing what you're supposed to do against certain players and you're allowing them to play to their strengths. And at this level, guys' strengths are very good. So I think it was a combination of physical effort and also mental being dialed in and not following the game plan and limiting the best players on the opposing teams. They had four games in a row where an opposing player had a career high. And that is not Tad Boyle basketball. You know, he hangs his hat on defense and rebounding. And for whatever reason, now they've been back dialed in into the defensive end. And you can see the statistics speak for themselves.
We're talking with Scott Wilkie. Colorado Hoops. The one of the seniors, Xavier Johnson, been a productive guy pretty much since he walked on the floor as a freshman. Looks like he's jacked it up a bit this year. Missed all of last year with that Achilles injury, and with all he's been through, the kind of season he's having. How important of kind of a guiding factor has he been as one of the vets on this team?
Well, he has been very consistent on the offensive end, and you know, this team needed somebody that could be a consistent scorer to give 15, 16 points a game. And what I think he brings is he's a tough matchup. He's a guy that can shoot the three. He's quick off the dribble, too. And, you know, usually it's a big on the foreign, opposing team that has to defend him. And last night was a good example. OSU has two big guys that are kind of tough to deal with, but those guys had a hard time guarding X Johnson 20 feet away from the basket. So he opposes kind of a matchup issue, and what he brings to the Buffs is kind of a physicality and a consistent scoring threat.
In that Colorado win over Oregon this season, had a phenomenal game from Derek White, who has made a habit of doing that this year. He was expected to be a leader coming into this season and started out well, but was kind of turning the ball over a bunch. He's fixed that issue, certainly, and is among the best scorers in the conference. How much has his play and leadership meant for the Buffs down the stretch and overall this season?
Yeah, you know, with Josh Scott at graduating last year, there was a real void in kind of on-the-court leadership, and he has definitely brought that. And I see it on both ends of the floor. He is in the top 10 in block shots, which you'd never expect from a point guard.
Yeah.
And he also is in amongst the leaders in steals while being the best scorer on Colorado's team. So I know that around the league and around the country, he was an unknown quantity, obviously coming from Division II. But I had seen him in practice, and it was obvious in practice that he was the best player on the team. So I think it's interesting. You know, people just talk about his scoring, but I see that he's one of the better defenders in the league as well.
Final thought for Scott Wilkie talking Colorado Hoops. One of the guys I find interesting is George King. He was the most improved player in league last year. I mean, you mentioned earlier guys who might be a tough matchup. 6'6", 225, could handle the ball. If you could kind of elaborate on his versatility and I guess kind of that Swiss Army knife mentality, how valuable he is to this team.
Yeah, I like George best when he is flying around and he gets in double figures and rebounds. He's such an athlete at 225 pounds that, like you say, his quickness and athleticism is a tough problem for bigger guys to deal with. And if you put a small guy on him, he's a big and strong enough guy, actually the strongest in the weight room on the team for Colorado. So interesting combination of athleticism and strength. You know, his offense has been up and down this year, but if I were talking to him one-on-one, I'd say, you know, when you're rebounding and you're being active, you're making an impact on the floor whether you score or not. But, you know, sometimes players kind of get their head wrapped around scoring. But I've seen him have excellent games this year where he didn't get double figures just because he is so active and makes an impact in other areas.
Awesome. Great insight and information. He'll be alongside Mark Johnson calling the game, Ducks and Buffs. Scott, we really appreciate you taking some time to share some of the great information today. Enjoy your time in the Valley and travel safe back to Boulder.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks. Enjoyed it.